Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The gospel today gave me two images the first time I read it preparing for today. The first was a bearded wild man holding the sign, "The end is near." I'll be auditioning for that soon, I hope. The second was God waiting for me at a surprise party. Surprise, you're dead. Once I got past that, there are really two messages here. The first is what our faith teaches us. Do not fear. God has a place for you in heaven. The second is be vigilant. You do not know when the bridegroom is coming. Jesus goes on to describe this vigilance. It's not being tempted by money, power, or pleasure. This vigilance requires faith. It requires looking past what we have now to what we are promised in the future. The second reading gives us a towering example of this faith. Abraham, called to lead a nation, going forth when he did not know where he was to go. The first reading, the image of the Israelites waiting in their homes, loins girded, the Passover lamb sealing their doors, awaiting the promise. This faith isn't an easy deal, though. We stumble quite a bit. Faith truly is a gift from God. But we can bring some reason into it to help us understand the promise. There are two things that our faith really requires us to grasp. The most basic question we have to ask comes down to, is the promise maker trustworthy? If we don't think that God can deliver on what he promises, then it's a moot point. Go party, you don't have a binding contract here. But I think we can agree there is quite a bit of evidence that says we have a God that keeps his promises. The second piece is the reality of death. This life will come to an end. We are mortal beings. There's no way around it. It would appear, if we can grasp these two things, that faith isn't that challenging, but it is. We are alive and well. We have good times and bad. Our present condition makes the promise of God seem far off, and our health makes this imminent end not seem so imminent. Our very culture has shifted to a mentality of immediate gratification. What we want now. And if you aren't happy, it's because you aren't trying hard enough. And here Jesus is saying, I will come, but I won't come when you expect. So live your lives prepared. This is where we stumble. We get caught up in things that we own, the events going on, the blinding reality of now that causes us to look at the ground and keep plodding on. I'm not suggesting that we ignore these things. I don't think it would do any of you any good to audition with me for Apocalypse Advertiser, but we have to change how we see the present. The present is a great gift from God, an opportunity to build up the kingdom of God. When we believe in what we hope for, it changes our present reality, and I would argue it makes it even more rich. Suddenly, those good things that happen to us, those nice things we have, the moments that make us smile, are not simply experienced and gone. The rough times, the injustices, the illnesses, are not hurdles to get through so that we can get back to being happy. The present becomes our offering to God. It is God letting us share in his redemptive work. You aren't always going to be satisfied on earth, and you won't always suffer. It's amazing to think about. We have a trustworthy God who has made an incredible promise, a promise so significant that it transforms our present. How do we keep from stumbling? Prayer. We have to ask for the gift of faith. We have to listen to where God is guiding us to be in the present. And then stewardship. We have to build up the kingdom of God with the materials he gives us. If I use my gifts for me, they're gone for good. If I use them to glorify God, they are given eternal significance. One day God will come, this world will end, and we will be judged. But today we should be busy preparing for the bridegroom, lighting our lamps, and ordering our house. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more.